Hello. In this breath inquiry, we are going to look at three different breath patterns that exist in our bodies. We're going to look at any restrictions that we may be holding in our current patterns. And once we're aware of those restrictions, it becomes really easy to start to shift them, to start to allow a new pattern to emerge, letting that natural breath just emerge up with all of its strength and vitality. The one thing we need to know about our breath is that it's not an additive thing. It's not sort of like learning math. You learn simple math and then it gets more complicated. Breathing properly is almost deconstructive. It's almost like we need to break it down, see the smaller pieces, and then build it back up again. Once we've broken it down, it's almost like we've just freed it. We've taken the bars off of it and we're allowing it to happen. And in that state, it is its strongest. So with that little preamble, let's settle in. Find your spot to be able to recline or sit tall. Understanding where your spine can be long and straight, giving your diaphragm the best vantage point in which to move. And your body the most comfortableness, the most comfort, so that it's able to hold the position for up to 10 minutes. So I'll give you some time to just find that comfortable spot. And then as you sink into the physical stillness, close your eyes. And give your body the opportunity, give your mind the opportunity to just let go of everything else and become a witness to your breath. To begin, place one hand just at the base of the rib cage and start to pay attention to the movement that happens under your hand as you breathe in and breathe out. Now I want you to make a quick, strong movement with your opposite hand, drawing it into a fist, clenching it tight. And notice what happened under the hand that's resting on your diaphragm. Release the fist. Soften it out. And with a quick, strong movement, make that fist again. Notice if there's any inference of a tightening or a jump in your diaphragm. If that diaphragm reacts at all to the outer muscles, the outer areas of your body coming into tension, activity, readiness. Soften that fist. Note what you've felt, and then try another part of your body. Try your toes, squeezing your toes quick and tight, noticing what happens under your hand, releasing, shrugging your shoulders up to your ears quickly, tightly, and noticing the reaction of your breath. And softening. Bringing that same sort of strong, bold movement into your face. Perhaps pursing your lips, putting your teeth together, scrunching your eyes closed. Noticing the reaction of your breath. And then softening those muscles in your face. Starting to come to understand that when we tense up, when we grip or tighten, those outer muscles, those outer areas of the body, there is a reaction inside. just noting for your own data collection purposes what you felt in your body with those experiments. All right, soften. Come into that smooth breath again. Place your hands on your belly and your chest. And as you breathe in, I want you to notice if it feels like the air moves up into your shoulders or if it moves down into your belly. Notice as you inhale, if the hand that's on your chest lifts and rises more than the hand that's on your belly, or if the hand that's on your belly lifts and rises more than the hand that's on your chest. It's almost like you're sensing the directionality of the air as it pulls in. I want you to get really aware here. Notice if you can soften and slow down and consciously allow it to feel like the belly expands on your inhale and it releases softly on your exhale. You're going to stop feeling like the air presses into your upper back, your shoulders, and your neck. You're going to release and relax your shoulders and your upper back. And allow your abdomen to swell outward when you breathe. Imagine that you're getting rid of any tight-fitting clothes, belts, anything that feels like the belly has to be pulled in at all times. You're freeing it to move, to expand. Ground yourself here. It's interesting to take an honest look about our feelings about our body and anything that we believe about that belly having to be pulled in tight. Just breathe. And let the expansion, if it does go up into your chest, let it begin in your lower body and expand towards your upper body. Almost beginning as low down as you can and allowing it to grow up into your chest. All right, release that inquiry. Come back into whatever natural breath exists in your body. Maybe taking a big inhale, big exhale, just letting everything go. Almost pressing a reset button. So that you're ready to look at our third question. Just begin to watch the movement of your breath down the front of your body. Begin to tune in to the diaphragm. Start to feel if that diaphragm on your inhale lifts up into your ribcage, or if on your inhale that diaphragm pulls down into your belly. You're noticing if you are reverse breathing, causing kind of a confusion in the diaphragm where it doesn't know which way to lift, which when to pull down and when to pull up. And when we have chronic tension in our body, often that diaphragm will pull up on our inhale and then just release on its exhale. And so we consciously want to allow our abdomen to move out, move down on our inhale. Allow it to return to lift into the ribcage on our exhale. There's no pushing or pulling of our abdomen. We're not making it happen with our brain. We're just letting our brain watch what is happening. When you let it happen, when you allow that diaphragm to move into your belly, watch how it feels to experience your breath this way. This is a really good one to just play around with in the middle of your day. Stop, tune in, and notice how you experience the movement of that diaphragm. And if you are feeling that tightness, that pull up on your inhale, then consciously allow it to soften and shift. These two last inquiries tie closely into each other. Allowing the belly to expand, a big deal. Softening the shoulders, back and neck. Releasing any tension that exists in our extremities so that the diaphragm doesn't feel like it has to restrict and tighten in order to support the tightness or the restriction that we're creating with our clenched fists or clenched toes. As you go through these inquiries, allow yourself to notice if a pattern is beginning to unwind. Be generous. Be compassionate with yourself. Namaste. Enjoy.